storm on my holy mountain. Let everyone tremble in fear, because the day of the Lord is upon us. It is a day of darkness and gloom, a day of thick clouds and deep blackness. But suddenly, like dawn spreading across the mountains, a great and mighty army appears. Nothing like it has been seen before or will ever be seen again. Fire burns in front of them, and flames follow after them. Ahead of them lies the land, as beautiful as the Garden of Eden. Behind them is nothing but desolation. Not one thing escapes. They look like horses. They charge forward like war horses. Look at them as they leap along the mountaintops. Listen to the noise they make, like the rumbling of chariots, like the roar of fire sweeping across a field of stubble, or like a mighty army moving into battle. Fear grips all the people. Every face grows pale with terror. The attackers march like warriors and scale city walls like soldiers. Straight forward they march, never breaking rank. They never jostle each other. Each moves in exactly the right position. They break through the defenses without missing a step. They swarm over the city and run along its walls. They enter all the houses, climbing like thieves through the windows. The earth quakes as they advance, and the heavens tremble. The sun and moon grow dark, and the stars no longer shine. The Lord is at the head of the column. He leads them with a shout. This is His mighty army, and they follow His orders.
Hey there, Patriots! I hope you are having a great day. What a day! I can't even believe it. And we are celebrating together the Day of Atonement. Right now is the Day of Atonement. You know, the day starts at sundown, so more than likely it's around sundown where you are. Right now it's 6 p.m. on September 30, 2025. And I think this is the big one. I really, really, really do. I'm going to tell you why I think that's the case. So we're going to talk about gold. We're going to talk about what happened with these military generals today. We're going to talk about Netanyahu. We're going to talk about these very interesting tanker jets that are en route right now. Where are they going? And then I have a surprise at the end. We're going to talk about all about how this is biblical, literally. Hey, everybody on the chat, I see you over there. I'm so glad you're here. I'm so glad we get to spend the Day of Atonement together. How cool is that? I didn't know, because we'd get together on Sundays, Tuesdays, and Saturdays. So I'm so thankful that it appeared on this day. This is okay. I will show you this. I wasn't planning on showing you this, but I will show it to you. Look at this. Something has happened. This is who we were reaching before, you guys, like 60,000, and then like that was, it started to get hit bigger all of a sudden at the, like right at the beginning of the Feast of Trump, which started on the 22nd. You know, we've been fighting so hard for so long, and we've been just suppressed. Remember how 17 said we will be suppressed no longer? Look at this. We reached 4.5 million people, y'all. Can you believe that? Us, our little ragtag bunch. They've just opened the floodgates and we can get the truth out now. It's just, it's like today is like 3 million. Praise the Lord. So just buckle up. We're gonna get the truth out to everybody before they even know it. So listen to the on the Day of Atonement, we blast the shofar. Well, I have a shofar, but I'm not really good at blowing it. It's probably, it's funny, we wouldn't even probably let you hear it over. It's so loud. Anyway, so we're going to play one right now. Check this out. Check this out. How do you like that, you guys? It says for us to blow the trumpet or the trump. I'm telling you, this is so biblical. I just can't even tell you. If you are new and you don't know what I'm talking about, I'm Melissa Redpill. Go to melissaredpill.com and you'll find out all about it. I've done over 1,000 videos over there. I have information. I have audiobooks. I have the information about end times right here on the end times intro. I have information about health. We're going to talk about that a little bit. And we also have all of our social media. There's some fake Mellies out there. I do not sell gold. I do not sell crypto. I do not do any of that. I don't do DMs, so if that's fake Melly. So make sure that you are getting the real, real, real Melly. All these, that's the real Melly right here, okay? So, and I'm not on Facebook. I've been banned off of Facebook and YouTube, but I got my YouTube back. Hopefully, if you're here from YouTube, hopefully we'll be back. I'm punished. I'm in the corner, but hopefully I'll be back over there, and I'm going to have to really watch my mouth because I say things that they don't want me to say. I love freedom of speech. All right, so let's talk first about gold. Did you see this amazing post that President Trump put out? Okay, so he says some of the highest quality 24 karat gold used in the Oval Office and cabinet room of the White House. Foreign leaders and everyone else freak out when they see the quality and beauty. Best Oval Office ever in terms of success and look. How about this? Look at this amazing, this is gold. Okay, so I don't know. I guess they've painted the gold fleck on there. I think that's what it is. I don't think it's solid gold. Even solid gold has, you know, would be too malleable. And so they've decorated the entire White House, I'm sorry, the Oval Office with this beautiful gold. Now, of course, the criminals, the evil ones want to say, oh, it's just a can of gold paint. No, it's not. It's the real deal. You see all these medallions? Look how beautiful. What is President Trump doing? Is he bragging about the gold? Well, maybe. But most importantly, he's saying we have the gold. They took it. They took it. President Trump got it back. He got it back. So yeah, he's got some of it in the Oval Office and soon is going to be in your pocket. But yeah, of course, Yahoo has to pull this little number saying, oh, it's redesign includes a $58 Home Depot plastic spray painted gold. Yeah. Whatever. President Trump is a billionaire. President Trump does not use $58 Home Depot spray paint. Love it. It's the real deal. President Trump is the real deal, isn't it? And it's beautiful. Yep. Yeah, girl knows when she's looking at real gold. Thank you, Lisa. Very good. All right. So now I wanted you to see this. We've got this shutdown. All right. But actually, before I do the shutdown, because I think there's something about the gold on the shutdown. Okay. And the Gasara. Okay, so we'll get to that in just a second. But I want you to see very quickly, look at what gold is doing. It has just been going crazy. Up. Now it's at $3,861 as of this moment. I have heard that it will get to $15,000. We will see. So in honor of that, I wore my sparkly shirt. So I'm in the mood for brilliance. This is brilliance. Now, this is silver, too, because silver has not really, didn't seem like it was moving for a long, long time. It was much more flat. But look at this. Recently, it has just really taken a big rise. So that's awesome. It's almost to $50. It's $46 right now here on September 30th, 2025. All right. So, $38.56 and $47.12. All right. So now, okay, on the shutdown, everybody's trying to freak everybody out. Do not flip out. Trust the plan. Don't worry. So I want you to hear what President Trump had to say. Russ Vogt, who is a head of the Office of Management and Budget, OMB, he has been doing a lot of very interesting things. And he's probably one of the most powerful people in all of Washington, D.C. Smart people that we have. The Lord has just bless so many people with their own expertise in these areas. I get to meet people who are, you know, brainiacs on finance and brainiacs on health and brainiacs on just a wide variety of things, you know, legal experts, you know, each one of us using the gifts that God has given us and prepared us for this day. And the most important thing is that we're just dogged, determined to fight, and not to stop until we get these rascals kicked out of here. Now, here's what he says. The shutdown, things he can do during the shutdown are irreversible. Is he talking about gold? He didn't say it on this little clip, but I have a feeling he's talking about gold. He's going to do, I don't know, but I'm telling you, today is the Day of Atonement. The Day of Atonement is the day when the captives are freed and the debts are canceled. That's what the biblical day is. If it's going to happen on a day, it would be on this day. All right? So let's just listen to what he has to say, and then I'll talk to you a little bit more about what else I think he's doing. All right, so I'm going to make it a little bit louder, but yeah. Okay, so where's the volume here? I want to make sure you can hear our wonderful president.
First of all, that are bad for them, and we can do things during the shutdown that are irreversible, that are bad for them and irreversible by them, like cutting vast numbers of people out, cutting things that they like, cutting programs that they like. And you all know Russell Vogt. He's become very popular recently because he can trim the budget to a level that you couldn't do any other way. So they're taking a risk by having a shutdown because of the shutdown, we can do things medically and other ways, including benefits. We can cut large numbers of people out. We don't want to do that, but we don't want fraud, waste, and abuse. And, you know, we're cutting that.
Oh, that was loud enough. I hope you didn't hear that. That was really too loud. That's what can happen during a shutdown. We're not, you know, really going to argue if it shuts down. It's the last day. They always push it right to the last second. It's that's the day of, you know, the budget. And here we are. And I very much feel like something big can happen. And what if, don't I have the link over here? Hang on. There's a link. I want to show you guys. Hold on. There's a link. Let me see if I can find it. Oh, goodness. I want to show you this link. It's so important. Hang on. There's a link. This link, I showed it. Actually, I think I showed it to you guys the other day about how the, is it this one? No. Oh, goodness. What did I do with it? Hang on, everybody. It's the one. Oh, well, I'll just have to tell you. Okay, because I don't know what I did with it. So weird. It was just right here. Okay, so what happens is the gold or all the precious metals are on our accounting books for our country as far as our value. They're listed at $35 an ounce. $35 an ounce. Why did they do that? They had the value on our books suppressed because they would say, oh, well, because they know that they stole the gold, right? Remember how a few months ago they were talking about wanting to go into Fort Knox and look and see if the gold was in Fort Knox, and President Trump's putting all that out there, and all of a sudden you didn't hear another peep about it. You know, they stole all of it, right? But it was somewhere. The gold was somewhere, and they were using it for their, as the basis of their ability to trade and all of that, and do transactions, financial transactions, for them instead of for us, instead of for our country. And so, I can't believe it was so funny. My husband kept saying, when are we going to Fort Knox to see if all the gold's in there? I'm like, baby, it's probably not going to happen. Because I can tell you right now, it's not in there. I don't know where President Trump has it, but he has the gold. We've also talked about, being in the Vatican or whatever. Wherever it was, President Trump has it back in his possession. We have the gold. And so they had it suppressed at $35 because they're like, oh, you know, if anybody were to find out that we don't have the gold, it doesn't matter. We'll just pay you off. And we only had like at $35 an ounce, we only had like $11 million on the accounting books for all of the precious metals. But if they value it properly, and if the price goes up even more, we're going to be debt-free times 10. Okay. So that is what I want you to see. I wanted you to see that about the gold and the silver. And so I want to remind you of this amazing passage in Nahum. And so we've been studying this. If you guys aren't familiar with this, I've looked at how this is biblical. I've decoded. Thank you, Lord. The Lord helped me to decode the book of Revelation because I'm not controlled by any of these creeps, right? And so there's a passage in these minor prophets from Nahum that is about the silver and the gold. Look at this. Nineveh, which think of that as the capital city of the evil people, okay, of the cabal. Nineveh, New World Order, okay? It's like a leaking water reservoir. The people are slipping away. Stop, stop. And someone shouts, but no one even looks back. No, because we are going to destroy these people. We're going to get them off of this earth because they're so evil and they won't stop. We've given them chance after chance after chance. Anybody doubt that? We have tried and tried and tried, and we've been, Lord knows he's been patient with them. And no one's looking back. We're like, no, we're not stopping. You're all going to wash away as the Lord said about, as in the days of Noah, they won't know what hit them until the flood comes and washes them all away. I feel like we're really, really close to that happening. And it all kind of has to happen at the same moment. Okay? It can't go slow, as 17 told us. Okay, so look at verse 9. Loot the silver, plunder the gold. There's no end to Nineveh's treasures. It's vast, uncounted wealth. Who does that sound like? Of course, it's the New World Order, the criminal cabal. But now, President Trump has it all back. And once it's on the books, I bet you, I don't know, y'all, but I have a feeling he's going to do something irreversible. He's going to post it on our accounting books where it is the true valuation. At least at the gold at 3,861, and maybe even more, because that is suppressed. And if he puts it on as the true value, and then it's pegged to what's the value, and then it'll just keep going up and up and up, you know, based on the value of gold, then we're rich and we're out of debt. Okay, and so it's also like this passage, right? Let's see, where is it? There's a passage also that talks about, oh yeah, here we go. Soon the city is plundered, emptied, and ruined. Hearts melt and knees shake. The people stand aghast, their faces pale and trembling. Because listen, this is so cool, you guys. The New World Order has us in debt, what is it, $37 trillion? It's ridiculous. Some crazy, ridiculous amount of money. And because they've been printing our money, the whole thing is fraud. But if we say, oh, we've revalued our gold. And now, guess what? The debt is wiped out. What if he does that during this shutdown? I'm just saying that could happen. That could be the way that it's this promise right here is fulfilled. We know biblically they will be left penniless and helpless. They're, like it says, their faces pale and trembling. They've only had power over us because they've had us in this financial stranglehold. But that is coming to an end. All right. Now, again, we are at the Day of Atonement. We've gone 9 days now on the 10th day with the Feast of Trump. And every day, it's been like one big blast of Trump of truth every day, blasting in people's ears. I believe we've had the Mass Pop Awakening with Charlie Kirk, all that's going on with that. People are looking online. What's going on? Why is this not making any sense? Why is the FBI lying? Why are they sending out all these text messages that should be evidence for the trial? What's going on? And I even saw some kids who were talking about AIPAC. That's really quite amazing that everybody's awakening. If you haven't seen my video about that, I did this one right here about organizations that wish to do us harm will be met with swift fury. I talked about all the things that have happened since the beginning of the Feast of Trump. So you might want to watch that one. I'll go ahead and pull it up and I'll put it into the chat. And I know my wonderful songbird will go ahead and pop that into the comment section. So definitely check into that one because I think that'll really encourage you that, hey, we've got a lot is going on. When you go boomity boomity boom, all the stuff is going on. Now, so you go through the 10 days of Trump, then you get to the Day of Atonement. The Hebrew festivals, the biblical festivals in the fall. This Day of Atonement is a one-day festival. It starts in the evening, as they all do. And this one is the day, as I've said before many times, it's the day when all the captives are freed and the debts are canceled. So that would stand to reason with what I just said about the gold and all the debts being canceled. Now, if we are out of debt, if we're out of debt, then trust me, there's no reason for you to have a mortgage at whatever percent you're paying. I mean, it's everything changes when you are out of debt. Debt, the Bible says that you're a slave to the debt master. Okay, we will no longer be slaves. That's what the whole thing about being the captives being freed. It's not just about someone who's in prison. It's about, like, praise the Lord, we're ready to get Tina Peters out of prison. But more, as important as that is, it's also about for the entire earth coming out from under the boot of these criminals, that we will no longer be slaves and under these tyrants. Okay, that is what really the Day of Atonement is about, that the sins have been atoned for. It's not, don't think of it so much about being forgiven, because yes, that is the truth. But it's more, think about it for corporately, for the entire world to no longer be under this criminal cabal, because they've been running everything for a very, very, very long time. right? Just think about Nebuchadnezzar's statue that Daniel saw. These horrible empires have been ruling over humanity for all this time. And when are we going to have the kingdom of Christ, the golden age, where we no longer have to be under the boot of these people? And for those of you who aren't familiar with this, go back and look at that other video. But I go into detail about why is that? Why have we been under their boot? Well, our forefathers fell into Baal worship, and they had to be taught a lesson. They had to learn their lesson not to worship demons. Well, I'll tell you one thing. Everybody is sick up to here with evildoers. We don't want to have anything to do with it. We want completely out of it. We don't want to mess with it. We see how evil it is and how the evildoers just will destroy humanity, our health and our wealth and our peace and our finances and all that. So that's what the Day of Atonement is about. They would actually take a bull and a goat. They would cut the throat, and they would literally, it's very interesting because look what happened with Charlie. I'm of the opinion he's alive under witness protection, but either way, we can go on to that in another video. The thing that they would do is they would take the blood and they would put it onto the mercy seat inside this big temple right here. In the very back of the temple, there was this gigantic, the big room in the back, and there was a big mercy seat with angels standing on each side. The pictures that you see online are not really the accurate picture. It's angels that are standing along on the side with their wings spread, and so they would splatter the blood, basically paying for sin, saying we're paying for our sins with the blood of this bull and of this goat. The problem is, as it says in Hebrews, the blood of bulls and goats cannot pay for sin. It's because we're not blood of bulls and goats. We are people, and so we had to have a man come to die for us, but it had to be a perfect man, and that's why we love our Lord Jesus so much, because he is the perfect man, and he never had sinned. He didn't have to die for his own sins. He just died for ours, and his blood is the perfect blood, and it actually went onto the mercy seat. That's an amazing story. I'm not going to go into it now, but if you haven't seen that video, go to my melissaredpill.com website and you will see this amazing story. Ron Wyatt found out right here. He was able to find the ark, and it's right under where our Lord Jesus was crucified. And when his contents of his blood burst and went down, they went down into the crack, and down below about 20 feet was the Ark of the Covenant, and it went onto the mercy seat, the very mercy seat, the very payment counter of the Lord. It's right in here. You can check. Well, I'll go ahead and pull it up so you can see it. But yeah, you got it. Yeah, this one right here, archaeological discoveries. That, my friends, that's what it looks like. That's what it really looks like. All the pictures you see online are not accurate. This is the real one found by Ron Wyatt, discovered by Ron Wyatt. And the Lord knows the end from the beginning. So trust him, trust the plan. All right. Now, the next thing. So now we've talked about a little bit about that and what happens. Well, on this day, because it's such a day of freedom, of deliverance, of being set free from our captives and free from our debts, this is what it says. And this is actually on our Liberty Bell. Our forefathers knew this. This was our destiny. That's why they're trying so hard to destroy America. But look here in eight of Leviticus 25. In addition, you must count off seven Sabbath years, seven sets of 7 years, adding to up to 49 years in all. Then on the Day of Atonement, in the 50th year, which I think it's not just the Day of Atonement, it's the big one, it's the Jubilee, blow the ram's horn loud and long throughout the land. That's why I started the video playing the ram's horn, playing the shofar, the trump, okay? Set this year apart as holy, separate, different, special, right? A time to proclaim freedom throughout the land for all who live there. I'm telling you one thing, if we have the debts canceled and the creeps gone, then I'm telling you that's all we'll be talking about. That is, talk about, everyone's going to be proclaiming liberty throughout the land. If your debts are canceled because they were done by fraud, then you think anybody's going to be quiet about that? I don't think so. It will be a jubilee year for you when each of you may return to the land that belonged to your ancestors and return to your own clan. Now, some people, if they want to, they can go back to their land. If they came here because something terrible was going on in their country, they can freely go back. But most importantly, it's about freedom. It's about having freedom wherever you live, that you will have your land. I've always lived in America, but I'm thinking, and I'm thinking most of you are so, thinking the same thing, is where's my country? What happened to my country, right? And that's the point, is we want to be free wherever we live, okay? So it's not about dirt. It's about being a free man standing on the land. All right, Jubilee year for you. That I just wanted to make sure you knew that where we are in this amazing timeline. Now, the other thing is, okay, we've got to get free with our health and free with our wealth and free with our peace in the world. And what's been going on is this terrible Middle East crisis forever. 1,000 years, 2,000 years, well, however long, forever, forever. And so they do this to keep it all, oh, we've got all this ginned up. We can't ever have any moments peace because there's always some kind of war talking in the background. So look at this. On the 23rd, on the beginning of the Feast of Trumpets, President Trump met with all these leaders in the Middle East. Now, we know, we've seen them have President Trump there and the whole entourage with all the horses. I mean, the whole getup. They love him. They adore him. And so he met with them. I don't even know how many it was. A bunch. Muslim majority countries, Qatar, Turkey, Indonesia, Saudi Arabia, Pakistan, Egypt, UAE, and Jordan. You know, they all met and talked, and it really, I'm not going to play a clip of it, but I've got it on my social media. You can see they had just a wonderful time discussing, you know, having peace in the Middle East, and everyone wants to get along except Netanyahu, that Yehu, right? All right, so they met, they talked about it, and said, oh, well, this is wonderful. We all want to have peace. You certainly, you want to have peace too, right, Netanyahu, right? Surely you do. We all want to. It's all going to be wonderful. Well, their only idea of peace is where they could take everything that belongs to other people and kill them. That's not the peace that we're talking about. All right, I want you to know they all met, and then here they go, this just yesterday, and President Trump is speaking about this is the one of the great days in all of civilization. How about that? I mean, just pinch yourself that you are living in this day of this amazing time in history to be alive. It's a really an amazing time. So, and this is what he has to say about it. And I want you to see, hear what he has to say right here. Let's see, make sure it's loud enough. Check it out.
So this is a big, big day, a beautiful day, potentially one of the great days ever in civilization. Things that have been going on for hundreds of years and thousands of years. We're at a minimum very, very close, and I think we're beyond very close. And I want to thank Bibi for really getting in there and doing a job. We've worked well together, as we have with many other countries, both of us, with many other countries, which is the only way this whole situation gets solved. And I'm not just talking about Gaza. Gaza is one thing, but we're talking about much beyond Gaza. The whole deal, everything getting solved. It's called peace in the Middle East.
All right. Okay. So that's what he just said. And so you might have seen, I'm going to show you here in a second what Netanyahu has done, because the next thing he said was that, well, but if Hamas comes back and if they do something, then we're going to finish it ourselves. You know, so, I mean, the amazing thing about our president, he's the deal maker in chief, and he's sitting there saying, oh, he's done such a great job. I'm telling you, I couldn't do it. I just couldn't do it. Our president is so wise. He knows what a creep Netanyahu is. But he's doing this high-level strategy. He's willing to say whatever he has to say to see if he can make peace. He's amazing. He's amazing. And I know I could learn a lot from him. So I'm just applaud him with his great efforts in making peace. I'm gonna let you hear, though, what Netanyahu said not 5 minutes later. And I'm going to let you see the tanker jets they were sending out, actually, before this whole meeting started. So President Trump knew that he was not going to be for the peace. You and I knew it, too. Okay, so someone said just in here, Restenbaum just said that the vote did not go, and so it looks like we got you a shutdown right now. Got you a shutdown. How about that? Praise the Lord. I just have a feeling we got a lot of great, amazing things that are going to happen on that shutdown. I'm so excited about that. Okay, so before we, I want you to see what this creep had to say He's saying he publicly disagreed with the key aspects of President Trump's proposed plan. Yeah, this guy. Everybody in the world finally knows that this guy is the biggest evil doer. He's really just a minion of the cabal. But anyway, I'll play a little bit of it.
זה הביקור הרביעי שלי בוושינגטון מאז שהנשיא טראמפ נבחר. זה ביקור היסטורי. במקום שהחמאס יבודד אותנו, הפכנו את היוצרות ובודדנו את החמאס. עכשיו כל העולם, גם העולם הערבי והמוסלמי, לוחץ על החמאס לקבל את התנאים שהצבנו יחד עם הנשיא טראמפ. לשרת כל חטופים, החיים והחללים כאחד, כשצהל נשאר ברוב הרצועה. מי היה מאמין לזה? הרי כל הזמן אומרים, אתה חייב לקבל את התנאים של החמאס, להוציא את כולם, צה"ל צריך לצאת החוצה, והחמאס יכול להשתקם, הוא יכול גם לשקם את הרצועה. לא ולא, זה לא קורה. ההפך, והנשיא טראמפ הוסיף, שאם החמאס יסרב, הוא ייתן כל הגיבוי לישראל להשלים את הפעולה הצבאית וחיסולו. ולכן אני חושב שמכל צד, זה היה ביקור מצוין.
ראש הממשלה, יש שאלה שנשאלת, האם הסכמתם למדינה פלסטינית?
ממש לא, זה גם לא כתוב בהסכם. אבל דבר אחד כן אמרנו, שאנחנו נתנגד בתוקף למדינה הפלסטינית. הנשיא טראמפ גם אמר את זה, הוא אמר שהוא מבין את זה, הוא אמר באום גם שזה יעבור פרס עצום לטרור וסכנה למדינת ישראל, וכמובן שאנחנו לא נסכים לזה.
Okay, basically, you know, he controls, I've been saying this for 2 years, he controls Hamas. And so he's going to try to say, oh, Hamas didn't fulfill their side of the agreement. We've heard this. 1,000 times. We've heard this about Iran and Lebanon and all these other groups. Everybody's wanting to have peace except for you. And so we don't buy any of these lies anymore. And he's not going to keep his side of the bargain like he normally doesn't. He always doesn't. So this flight tracker spotted a fleet of U.S. air tankers crossing the Atlantic. Okay, let me show you this picture. Where are they going? Air tankers are where they have tanks of fuel so that these jets can refuel in the mid-air. And they can keep going and going and going and going. Just have another jet, and they just keep this action going on. So I haven't heard anything yet about anyone being blasted out like what happened in Iran with the nuclear facilities being destroyed. But I would not be surprised. You can tell me what you think. But I wouldn't be surprised if that's part of this military operation. I'm fixing to talk about the 800 generals that met with President Trump. I wouldn't be surprised if that's what's happening. And that we're about to see, probably, BB. Something's going to... We're not going to continue where they get to run the world. That's over. It could be the cabal members. Now, I don't want any innocent people getting hurt. Of course, President Trump is not going to do that. It's not going to be any innocent people getting hurt. But the people who are... truly doing the evil, the ones at the top, the cabal at the top, something I think could imminently happen. We'll see. We will see. I'm just watching, and just like you are, okay? But that's what it looks like, okay? And so that's what, can't believe this guy. All right, so President Trump met with all these generals, and I have to play this funny thing for you. It's so funny. He's so funny. He's just hilarious. He comes into the room. He's like, I can't believe how quiet it is. And then when he, just check out what he says.
Thank you very much, Pete. Great job you're doing, too. Fantastic job. I've never walked into a room so silent before. This is very... Don't laugh. You're not allowed to do that. You know what? Just have a good time. And if you want to applaud, you applaud. And if you want to do anything you want, you can do anything you want. And if you don't like what I'm saying, you can leave the room. Of course, there goes your rank. There goes your future. You just feel nice and loose, okay, because we're all on the same team. And I was told that, sir, you won't hear a murmur in the room. I said, we got to loosen these guys up a little bit.
All right, I just thought that was so funny. He's so cute, and he just makes me laugh all the time. So this is the thing. When we first started this battle, he did not have all these people in place. I'm going to show you a picture of these people, all these generals right there. And they're all, I feel like he finally has all the right people in the right positions so that when they pull the trigger, then they are ready to do the job and get these criminals out of here, out of the earth. Military is the only way. There you go. There you go. So if you remember back in the day, President Trump was with the all the generals. Let me see if I can find. Yeah. He was with these generals in the Oval Office before it was dripping with gold. And there's the mantle before it had all the beautiful gold on it. And so President Trump is telling everyone, do you see all these generals right here? Do you know what this means? And so you've seen it before. But for those of who haven't, I'm going to play it one more time. So it's this is it.
You guys know what this represents?
Well,
the calm before the storm.
What storm is
we have the world's great military people here, so we'll tell you that. And we're that great evening. Thank you all for coming. Thank you.
What storm is the president?
You'll find out.
Give us a hint on your hand.
Thank you, everybody.
Oh my goodness, that's just great. I love it. I could watch that all day. I love that. So yeah, you'll find out. You'll find out. I have a feeling we're about to find out. The world's about to find out. And this is the thing. A lot of your friends and family are, you know, they haven't known about this silent war. We've been telling them for years, we're fighting this battle and we're trying to expose these criminals and blah, blah, blah. And they've just been like, okay, let's go watch the game. You know, just like, come on. So once this does bubble up to the surface, they're going to be like, what's going on? Well, we are going to have to tell them and try to, you know, help them to not be afraid. And it also says that there will be an emergency broadcast when this happens. Now, is this happening now? I don't know, but it just either way, be ready just in case it does. And, you know, I thought I was ready. I was buckled up when all this happened with Charlie, and I wasn't buckled. I wasn't buckled enough. So you think you're buckled until you realize you're not buckled. All right. So he says he's got, as you know, he talks about the domestic, these gangs are listed as domestic terrorists, and they're funded by Soros. He talked about that today. He also talked about that they have this thing called a quick reaction force. And so they can, you know, they have everything pre-lifted, like on post 34, saying that we have these pre-lifted so that they can do what they have to do, okay? And some of these people are not happy about it. He talked about that, too. He says in the past, when it was necessary, the presidents would send in the military, if they had to, into places like Portland, where the anarchy was outrageous, and in Chicago and all these things. So he says there are some people who can't be rehabilitated. He's talking about the cabal. He's talking about people who've taken in demons. If they're operating under the direction of demons, they can't be rehabilitated. And that's what he's talking about right there. I'm not going to spend the time playing that one, but I'll go ahead and pop this one into the chat. And Songbird, do your thing. Put it in the comments, please. All right, so I want you to see that. And he said this. I am going to play this one here. It says, we're starting a new chapter of legend and lore. What? So everything he's talking about is like, this is the biggest thing. This is the biggest, you know, even for President Trump, he's always talking about things being big, but this is the end of the Battle of Armageddon. If this is what I think it is, this is the end of the Battle of Armageddon. And he says that's the legend and lore. I mean, the history books will be written about what is the group who were the ones who took down the literal Antichrist, satanic criminal cabal. And that's what he's talking about. Check this out. Military is the only way. Let me see if they are here.
Our flag, our freedom, and our homeland. Nobody does it like you. Now we are discovering American muscle, reasserting American might, and beginning the next story chapter in American military legends and lore. That's L-O-R-E. It is lore. When it comes to defending our way of life, nothing will slow us. No enemy will stop us. They cannot stop us. And no adversary will stand in our way. They won't stand in our way. We don't want them to stand in our way. We don't want to even put them in that position, but they're not going to stand in our way.
What is he talking about? He's clearly not talking about the little Antifa guy with the little mask on. He's talking about the criminal cabal. They will not stand in our way. Look at all these people, these generals, and who have fleets and, you know, everything that they need at their disposal. And they will not stand in our way. We're going to have our world back. That includes Netanyahu and everybody else. Not going to continue with these people. So All right, so we'll see. All right, so this reminds me of the passage from Revelation 19, because this is what happens at the end of the Battle of Armageddon. I saw an angel standing in the sun, shouting to the vultures flying high in the sky, "Come gather together for the great banquet God has prepared. Come and eat the flesh of kings, generals and strong warriors, of horses and their riders, of all humanity, both free and slaves, small and great." What this means is, like, it's we're not just getting the ones at the top of the cabal, we're getting all their minions, including these Trinidaragua and all of these, all of them, small, great, high and mighty, lowly, kings, generals, all of it. Anyone who's joined in league with demons will be eradicated, gone and gone. I saw the beast and the kings of the world and their armies gathered together to fight against the one sitting on the throne and his army. That's us. We're this amazing army. And the beast was captured, and with him the false prophet who did mighty miracles on behalf of the beast. Who the beast is the New World Order. The false prophet is all those who are out there helping him through the media, through Hollywood, through the schools, through the churches. Whoever is telling lies and supporting this beast system, they are the false prophet. The false fake news, basically. Miracles that deceived all who accepted the mark of the beast and who worshipped his statue. What is this about? It's not about a chip. It's about those who have joined in league with this demonic group. That's what it's talking about. They were deceived into thinking that they were on the winning side, and they are not. Both the beast and his false prophet were thrown alive into the fiery lake of burning sulfur. So in other words, the judgment will fall on them. Okay, and I talk about all this in the books of End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace. That's the one where it's the decoded revelation. I talk about it in Major Clues for Minor Prophets. That's like Loot the Silver, Plunder the Gold, all of that. And also, this is biblical. Like, another thing that's pretty cool is on 1010, which is a famous number that we've been talking about for a long time. That's coming up, and it's on the Feast of Tabernacles, which starts right after the Day of Atonement. And on that day of on the 1010, it's the day that you celebrate Moses, the one who set everyone free from the tyrants. So that's pretty cool. And that story is in this one. This is biblical. So we get together and we study these on Saturday mornings. I got study guides in the bottom when you scroll down a little bit more. So I'll pop that into the chat also. Now, so the next thing, okay, you saw that and you saw, okay. Now, someone had mentioned to me today, and they were a little bit freaked out. They're like, okay, it's kind of scary, and I've heard that they're going to try to kill President Trump. I mean, they've tried, you guys. Where you been? They tried. They've tried. They can't. He's the anointed of the Lord. I'm telling you right now, they can't. I'm telling you, he's bulletproof. I'm telling you that, okay? I don't know what else to tell you except to tell you he's bulletproof. So, they can't. Really hard. And I do think also there's something very important going on. In post 34, it says, "Rest assured, the safety and well-being of every man, woman, and child of this country is being exhausted in full." Okay? This is from post 34. It says, "Public riots are being organized in serious numbers in an effort to prevent the arrest and capture of more senior public officials." Now, the last I heard, Comey has still not been arrested. He still had not turned himself in. So these people don't feel like they have to follow the law. Right? He's the top law person in the country. He doesn't have to follow the law. But yeah, they're trying to prevent these people from being arrested, and that's why they have these riots. But rest assured, the safety and well-being of every man, woman, and child of this country is being exhausted in full. So don't worry, okay? Do not worry. We're not here to worry. All right, I'm not going to talk about this very much, but I have a really cool surprise for you. I want you to know I went onto my channel, Melissa Red Pill, and under the Natural Remedies, if you look under here, under Natural Remedies, I made little short videos for you guys explaining what some of these things are, because you're like, I've never heard of humic fulvic. Why would I need that? Well, they've destroyed our nutrients is why. But anyway, I go into all that and how you can restore your gut health and all the PDFs here. And then if you scroll down, I've got about the ETTA and how to cleanse from the spike protein. And so all these things. So I'll just pop that over there, and we're not going to talk about it tonight, but you can, get more research. And I think it'll make it easier because I just try to explain it. Not that I'm the brainiac, but I just explain it in ways that I think it makes sense to you guys. Maybe you're not a brainiac either. Anyway, I'm going to pop in the remedies link right there so you can do your thing, Miss Songbird. Okay, I think that's that. I forgot to show you this one. I got to show you this. Okay, so I've shown you that and that. Okay, I'm going to show you that too. All right, so the other thing is, this guy makes me crazy. He makes me so mad. Anybody who takes God's word and twists it is evil. It just, we've all been confused about some certain things, but there are people who do it on purpose, knowingly. Okay, that's when it makes me crazy. He knows. This passage right here says, I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse, and all peoples on earth will be blessed through you. Well, we know that this criminal mafia hijacked the name Israel for evil purposes. As it says in Revelation 2:9 and Revelation 3:9, it says there are those who say they are Jews, but they're not. They're of the synagogue of Satan. Okay? We know that. All right, so they take this and say, well, you must do what we say because if you want to be blessed by God. And he literally said that when they were talking about these peace negotiations in that press conference. But I wanted you to see what it was really talking about. The Lord is speaking to Abraham. He's saying, Abraham, I'm going to bless you. And why? What's so great about Abraham? Abraham's a great guy. But the thing that Abraham wanted was to be the great, 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 great granddaddy of the Savior of the world. This is why Jacob worked so hard to get the blessing, and he got it because he wanted to be the great, 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 great grandfather of the Savior, our Lord Jesus. And so it says in Galatians 3:16, the promises were spoken to Abraham and to his seed, S-E-E-D, seed, singular, no S on it, okay? Scripture does not say, and to seeds, not to like all the people. It's the blessing goes to the seed, meaning many people, but to your seed, meaning one person, one who is Christ. This indicates that the ultimate fulfillment of the promise of in Jesus is in Jesus as the singular seed of Abraham, through whom all nations are blessed. I'm sure that's not the way Netanyahu looks at that verse. He wants to use it and twist it. But we are all blessed throughout the entire world because of our Lord Jesus, that his blood, he is the Day of Atonement sacrificial lamb that died for us, right? For all of humanity. Even the ones who don't even understand that, but they are, trying their best to follow God. All right. So I wanted you to see that before we go. This guy right here was the guy that everybody's talking about, that he had some kind of a trigger. And I think it might have been. I just posted a video about, a lot of different things. I'm going to go try to find that real quick. But it's so important that you see that this guy was actually working with them. Well, they're thinking he must be a bad guy. They're in on it together to hurt Charlie. But I think they had to make it look very real. They had to make it look very legitimate. And so it did. It did look very, very legitimate. And then he helped to carry Charlie to the SUV. So this is the very guy, okay? So a lot of people are putting this together. And the problem is the Anons put it together. They're like, we're trying to make this look legit, and you're spoiling it. Because but I really do think, but the ones who are doing it are thinking, hey, that they're not looking at it the way I'm saying that Charlie is okay and he's in witness protection. All right, so I think that's everything. Now, I have a very special surprise. I have my wonderful friends who are with me and have such great news. I love to share good news. And so would you girls come in and share with us, because I'm very excited about this. So this is, everybody knows, Dr. Laura. Hey, Dr. Laura.
Hey, everyone.
Yes. Hey. Yay. Thank you for being so patient, because we had a lot to talk about today. Thank you. I hope you enjoyed it. Yes, it is very exciting. This is a big day. And I know Laura Campbell knows exactly what we're talking about. Welcome, Laura. It's confusing to me because we had two Lauras, but yeah, I'll just say Laura's, Laura C. So she has been a patriot for a long, long time, been part of the Freedom Force Battalion for a long time. And so I'm just going to tell what I know super quick, and then you can tell the rest, that she found out about the wonderful treatments that Dr. Laura does with prescribinglife.com. And she, because as everyone knows, my mom was, her life was restored because of Dr. Laura. My mom was on 3 opioids a day, and now she doesn't even take any pain medicine at all. And so you believed me. You're like, okay, Melissa is not kidding. This has really helped her mom. And so you said, let me give this a try and see. I'm going to go see Dr. Laura and see what she can do for me. Am I right? That
yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Well, tell us your story. Tell us, and we're so glad to meet one of our brothers and sisters.
I hope it won't go too long, but it is a buildup.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So just a quick background.
Yeah.
I evidently had a defective heart valve since birth. My tricuspid was shaped like a bi, supposedly, right? So when I turned 50 in 2020, my murmur started to become more pronounced. And I lost my mother, and then I lost my cardiologist, and I was like run down. I'm thinking, oh, I'm fine, you know? And so by the time I found a new cardiologist, it was in 21, and she knew immediately I was in what they call aortic stenosis, which means your pressure differential between your chambers should be between 6 and 9 DPI. I was at 38. And at 40, you will just die, right? And so they hurried. They got me a surgeon. He's phenomenal. I'm in Houston. And that's where you want to be sick, if you're going to be sick with the heart. But they did. They opened me up. They changed out the valve, gave me a nice mechanical valve, and said at a six-month checkup, 10,000 steps. And I was like, no. I'm like, my legs are still concrete. I could tell I was breathing better. I was able to sleep without being exhausted because my little heart was trying to keep me alive for so long that it was kind of too big. But anyway, so they said, oh, no, it's something else. So she got, my cardiologist got in touch with one of her friends. They gave me an MRI. And because I had no pain, and I just had kind of like some imbalance problems, he kind of shoved me off, and he just did an MRI at the top of my head. He did a chase on my eyes, and then he did my spine. And when they came back with the results, he's like, your lesions and the myelin that have been eaten away from your brain, he said, you've had MS for probably 10 or 12 years.
Oh, my God.
So he was a little offended.
You didn't even know.
He said I was faking.
You didn't even know.
And I'm like, I was having a heart problem. I didn't know. Yeah. And so it is just amazing. So you've been talking about Dr. Laura and prescribing life, and I thought it was just for pain, you know, and I don't have pain, but I walk like a drunk and I can't, you know, I'm a mess. Well, I saw Dr. Laura. Well, we did a consult, and then I did qualify to be a candidate, and we started the 26th, which is a week ago yesterday. And I tell you, and she'll tell you, she's going to come on. I am a darn rock star now. I mean, I it's just incredible. You know, I did all the strength training after my heart, so I know that the muscles are better than they've ever been. And so now that she's fixed me, you know, we did 7 sessions last week. I'm going to do 5 in 2 week after next, and then we're going to see. Because, you know, I got to be able to do other things, and she's the professional, but yeah.
Okay. So amazing. So MS, the little bit I know, is it's the multiple sclerosis. So, okay, go ahead, explain it.
Yeah, I was going to say it's something is attacking my myelin sheath, right? And it's, I don't know if it's a virus. I don't know.
Okay, but they don't, they don't know what that is. Okay. A myelin sheath is what covers all of your nerves. It's like a
nervous system. Yeah. Yeah. And I had breaks, right? So messages are coming from my brain telling me to walk, but I it wasn't getting through. So my legs were concrete.
Right.
And they gave me a drug for that. Now they've given me infusions for punching MS in the nose. So, I mean, since I started the infusions, it has not progressed, right? But like Dr. Laura has said, she's like, I don't really look at the holes in your stuff. She's like, we're going to find new routes, and you're going to be able to tell your brain, well, then don't go that way. That way's broken. Let's go another way.
Okay.
And so
think of it like in your house, if you have electrical lines going through your house and that there's a break in that electrical line, we need to make a new line, a new power line.
Yes. Yeah. And God's made you a beautiful person. They're already there. She's had to wake them up.
That is so wonderful. I'm so happy for you. And we have actually had a few videos where we've talked about people who have, you know, nerve damage that it really wasn't pain so much related, but I think we do focus sometimes too much on the pain situation. And you know,
pain is so chronically debilitating.
Right.
You
know,
I can still go to work. I can still do all the things. I just
drunk.
Don't do it well, you know.
Well, when I got poisoned, I don't know if you've been around for that long, but when I was poisoned and, you know, basically my phrenic nerve was locked up, you know, and it just would not, it wasn't making my diaphragm move. And so that's, you know, I wasn't having any pain. I just couldn't breathe, you know. So, you know, I had to force myself to breathe. It was, and then you can't sleep because you can't, you know, you're gasping. Anyway, so yes, Laura, that's so exciting. I'm so glad that you have introduced me to Laura. So tell us from your standpoint, what's going on? Oh, I'm talking about you, Dr. Laura. I'm sorry. I'll call you Dr. Laura.
I was confused. Sorry. No, I'm just very excited.
Laura.
Yeah, I'm just so excited about you know, your response, Laura, and it's been great working with you. We're still, like you said, we have a lot to do. But the fact is that after session one, I remember she was telling me, I'm not able to just leap one leg and stand in one foot for more than a second. So we did treatment, and I'm always checking my patients before, after every session. Sometimes I tell them, I can be annoying. I'm going to ask you many questions, but I don't know what your body's able to do. Everyone is different. Our nervous system works so quickly because, you know, electricity, information, they go very quickly. And then, of course, you know, God is, at the end of the day, who's in charge of everything. So I'm just going to ask you once again, can you, like, lift one leg and see what happens? And then there she is, you know, was just telling me that she couldn't do that. And we counted to 3 and 4 seconds, and she was able to do that. And then by the end of the week, a lot of strain, a lot, you know, she was able to stand a lot longer on one leg. And besides that, her balance came back. We had a catwalk through the hallway, and she was walking. Before she couldn't do it with her eyes closed. That's one of the things that happens with people who are having issues with MS. And in many cases, you know, that's not very neurologically studied. And the problem is that there is no balance, but that happens with so many other things. And we're able to see how her body is adjusting and finding new ways, new paths to do what she needs to do. And that's what it's all about. And then over time, the goal is that we can also restore that myelin sheath, which is basically the coating that goes through your nerves to make them work. The problem is that, you know, we talk about MS as, you know, this is debilitating and it's always going to be, it's a chronic issue and you're always going to get worse. That's what most doctors say. So I love when people like Laura can show us that that is not the case and that, you know, we are divinely created and our body has the ability to restore. Sometimes we just have to find, you know, the right paths for that to happen. And I'm just very thankful for you to trust us, to trust Melissa, because it was through her that you met me, even if we're all, like, I'm in Houston as well. And to being able to work with you and see your progress has been amazing.
Yay. I'm just so, so thankful. So, okay, so how were you doing before? Were you in a wheelchair? How did you function?
No, because once they really discovered it, they gave me a drug that sends the signals. And so I've been able to change from not being able to stand more than like 20 minutes without sitting down. I could have stood like an hour and a half with that drug. And I'm still taking it, but I couldn't. I would always have to rest. I would have to make sure there was a bench somewhere, you know, and there's just, and I can't get over. Overheated, so I can't go in a hot tub. I can't, which is fine. You know, I'm not like some rock climber, but I did want to be able to be productive and walk and not have to park in handicap just to go to, you know, Costco or whatever. Have to be able, I couldn't walk the whole store, you know, and now I can do anything. And really, I was saying my daughter's engaged, and I'm like, I'm not a grandma yet, but I like, I want to be able to sit on the floor with my grandbaby. I want to be able to take the baby upstairs and put her in a crib or him in a crib. And I'm like, those are just the little things I just couldn't do, you know? And now I know that I'm going to be able to.
Yay! That's so wonderful. That's so wonderful. That's very similar. I mean, kind of when my mom was so bad off and just prayed, Lord, please show us the answer. And I just had no idea that it was going to lead to not only her, because I was just without hope. I was just so scared. I'm like, Lord, please, I don't know what to do. And so, you know, I just didn't realize it was going to help other people. I'm just, that makes me so happy to see that, you know, the lemons that we had, got lots of lemonade. But yeah, we had, you know, my wonderful friend Gertie told me about Dr. Laura. And when we first went to have the treatments, you know, she actually had, I don't know, probably 25 over the whole time. But even after the first one, she was like, you know, she could start to feel that this was something was happening. We didn't go nearly as fast with her as Laura has, Dr. Laura has with you. But, you know, it took a little bit longer, but it worked, you know. And hers was mostly, I think, not from the myelin sheath being damaged on the nerves, but the inflammation on her nerves. And from trauma, from surgeries, from cuts, from, you know, scar tissue.
Yeah. And I can't say, Dr. Laura is doing I had the open heart surgery, you know, and it broke stuff apart. I've got, you know, scar tissue from 2 C-sections, you know, and she's able to, we're going to fix a whole bunch of me, you know, so it's going to be great.
Yes. Well, because it's, you know, the nerves are trying to get through there and they just get stuck at the nerve tissue, mm-hmm. at the scar tissue. I know I'm not saying it the right way, but everybody on my channel understands exactly what I'm saying. Go ahead.
We can share an image. So everything that you're saying, it makes sense. So
okay,
I can.
Okay. Let me try. How do I do that? Hang on, baby. Okay. Let me see.
Just in case if we can't.
Okay. I'm just,
what you were saying, basically. Yeah,
try it now.
We can do it.
Hopefully I did it right. See. Yeah.
Okay, let me see.
I love to, you know, she always did this with me because I always have questions and a picture really explains so many things better.
I agree, yeah. Okay.
I don't see it.
No. What I'm seeing?
No, ma'am, we're not seeing it. So did you say share screen? Did you click share screen at the bottom?
Yeah, it says you are screen sharing, but okay. I guess I'm not.
I don't.
How about?
Well, someone says, it says allow.
Okay. Well, I did. Okay. Okay. It is. Okay. You says sharing, Laura?
Yeah, it says you are screen sharing, but okay. If it doesn't work, we can just talk about it.
Okay, so can you send me, is there a link we can look at it on the online? Can you?
It's just a presentation that I had here, but it's very short. It's just to show basically how, you know, Laura is talking about, you know, we're working on her scar tissue on her chest and then the C-sections. And we can think about how is that connected to MSR to anything?
Right.
But the thing is that our nervous system, if you guys remember from biology, anatomy, et cetera, it's a network that is all connected through our body and starts from our brain and then goes down and it goes to even our fingertips, our toes, everything is innervated. And not just that, everything is connected through the nervous system. That means every system and every organ are. So when we have a physical trauma, and that can be, for example, a surgery, that is going to create scar tissue, not just in the area of the surgery, for example, the heart, but also all the nerves and tissues that are surrounding that. The problem with it is that that causes something that we call an interference field, and is that that scar tissue doesn't allow the transfer of information that the nerves were doing before. And it can happen, you know, over time, over many years, we can have many, since we're little, right? Since we were little, we had many different kinds of trauma that led also to the inflammation that we have today. Unfortunately, because in the world that we live on now, and hopefully that will change soon, you know, the food is contaminated, the air is poisoned, water is too. So there are many factors that are contributing to increasing the inflammation in different areas of our body. And each person manifests those symptoms in a different way.
Oh, okay.
So then we label them and we say, oh, you have MS, and oh, you have migraines, and oh, you have this and that. The thing is that Laura's MS is completely different to any other MS I have seen. And everyone, each person who has been diagnosed with it just shared a little bit of symptoms, but nobody's the same. So is it really, are we going to still just label something, or are we going to work in getting better and look at the symptoms for what they are? So that's the work that we have been doing with Laura. And at the end of the day, you guys were talking about like, okay, are we talking about pain or, you know, there are so many different things that we can do. Yes, because the nervous system manages so many, like a lot of information and in different systems. And that's why we're talking about the heart, your heart, Melissa, for example. So the idea is that we can reestablish the normal functioning of that organ or of our whole body.
Wonderful.
So sorry if yes. I got too extended, yes. But I get excited.
That explains a lot. And yeah, I'm so glad that you know what you're talking about, so you can fix all this. All right. So someone asked a question, and so I'm going to read it. Do you know of anything that helps lung scarring from interstitial lung disease?
Okay, that's a very interesting question. We have had cases with, for example, emphysema, which is something very similar, and also COPD, all chronic ailments with the lung function, they create one or another kind of scar tissue. So it could be very likely. And actually, we have a patient that we've been working now with COPD who showed scar tissue on his x-rays, and he's been doing really well now in the way he's breathing and feeling better. Levels of oxygen are better. So that'll be very interesting to work with somebody.
It's amazing, you know, and the treatments basically just give your body the fighting chance to heal itself, really, is what happens. But yeah, the website that Dr. Laura has is prescribinglife.com, prescribinglife.com. And you can also go to the Telegram and watch several of the episodes where we've interviewed people like Laura, okay, and who've been made well, and so exciting to see all the different the transformations. And that's on Prescribing Life USA. Okay, Prescribing Life USA. I'll grab that and put that in the chat also. But I'm so thankful. I'm very, very glad to hear your story, Laura. And I just hope that others will hear this and do the same thing and say, hey, it's worth giving it a try just to see, you know. And you know, we were to be honest with what my mom was going through, we had no other hope. They said, there's nothing to do for you except just give you opioids and there you go. Bye-bye. And so we said, we've got to try, you know, something else. And I'm just very glad the Lord directed us to Dr. Laura. There's only two neural therapists in America. So what we want to do, we're praying, you guys, that with all this going on, all the changes that are happening with RFK, that we will be able to get somehow this approved so that it is, you know, unfortunately, like right now, it's not on disability or, you know, covered by a lot of different things, you know, Medicare and all that. So we want to make sure that this is something that everyone can get access to. And we really want to have it where, you know, where Medicare's not trying to be our doctor, you know, that we get to go and do whatever we need to do to make ourselves well, you know. Anyway,
hate to interrupt, but my neurologist, you know, he's not even thinking that he can make me better, but he's super smart, right? So why isn't he, you know, if he really cares about people and them getting better, why isn't he invest time in learning how to do what Dr. Lahr does and expand his network that way, you know?
Well, and it's hard because they all kind of go down this path of what's going to be covered by Medicare and insurance and all that. And so if it's not in that pathway, then they don't even want to consider it. And so that's in my opinion, that's a big problem. President Trump just put out that post the other day about med beds. Did you guys see that? And it was very interesting. And also the one about the cannabinoid system. And I think it was a cannabinoid system video where he was talking about that the doctors don't know how to make people well. It really said that on the video. I posted it. They don't know how to make people well. And, you know, because they've not been taught. And a lot of these ones who've been giving the jabs, we lost Laura. But everyone who's been giving the jabs, they are saying, you know, we didn't know all these years. We didn't realize that we were doing something wrong. And so, you know, I think that we have to leave a lot of room for that they don't know. Okay. And so, and just like with me, the only way I found Laura was by a miracle from the Lord, that I prayed and the Lord directed me. That's the only way I ever get any solutions is I pray. And the Lord gives me the answer. He told, remember, the Lord Jesus met this woman and she had been sick for 12 years and she spent everything she had and she wasn't any better, but only worse. Remember that passage in Luke? And so, you know, I said, Lord, please direct us. We don't have a lot of chances here we got to get this right now. And so the Lord directed me to Gertie and who directed me to Laura. So anyway, I think that in a lot of cases, it's just a matter of getting the truth out. So thank you, everybody who's helping to get this kind of truth out, because as we know, FluffTube is not going to allow me to put this on there when I go back. And that's why I'm in timeout because I talk about these kinds of things because I'm truly trying to make people better. All right. So I hope that answered your questions over there. If anybody else has any questions, we can be on the chat for just a little bit longer after the show. But anyway, I guess is there anything else you wanted to share before we go? All right. Thank you. Yeah, go ahead.
I would just like to remind you that this is a safe procedure. And the difference, you know, we're talking about like why the neurologist, you know, is not trying to learn something like this, or unfortunately, it's not very well known. And we're not using pharmaceuticals and we're not using it's something has no side effects. It's extremely safe and you can start seeing results very quickly. So I'm just very happy and excited for Laura. Right. And I want to keep getting you like and seeing you getting better and better and better and accomplish all the goals that you have, which, you know, are great. That is just, you know, spend time with your family and your loved ones. So,
yes. Well, and see, Dr. Laura can't say some of the things that I can say. Okay. I'm Rumble. Praise the Lord. I have free speech on Rumble. But this is the thing. They, you know, the big pharma is not wanting to make us better. They want to keep us on some kind of pill. Some kind of drug. And I know Laura's not going to say that, so I'm saying it. Okay, I'm just saying it. That's the problem. And so I love that Dr. Laura is really, truly trying to work herself out of a job, make us well, right, so that we can go on and enjoy our lives, which that's really what the whole point of a doctor is supposed to be. So, all right. So, all right. I think that we'll go ahead and finish now. And enjoy our Day of Atonement, setting everything right. Setting Laura right with her health, setting us right with our gold, setting us right with the peace in the world, setting everything right for the golden age. Let's pray. Thank you so much, Lord. Thank you that you direct our steps as we ask. You say, keep on asking and we will receive the answer. Lord, we thank you that you are directing us every day to what is the answer. Sometimes it may seem a long time in coming, but you are faithful and that you have a reason for sometimes a delay in the answer, but you do give us the answer. And I thank you, Lord, for the gold. I thank you for our President Trump. I thank you for the ending of the wars. I thank you for the golden age. I thank you for everybody on our Freedom Force Battalion. I pray that you just bless them, direct their steps. Thank you for us being able to get the truth out together on the on X and different places. Help me to behave on YouTube so we can get truth out there. And Lord, help us to finish the job that you have assigned to us. And especially as maybe in the next few days, some big things are going to happen and people are going to be freaking out. Lord, just give us the words to speak in that very hour so we can help them to see what's really going on and to see these beautiful days of the Feast of Tabernacles where you tabernacle with us, you dwell with us, and that you are the king of the world, that you assume your role as the king of this world and no more having these evildoers running the world. Lord, set us free. Set us free. Set us the captives free. We pray this in your great name, King Jesus. Amen. All right. Love you, girls. I love you all. Oh, I'm so glad that we were here together. I've got even more goodies to tell you, but we're going to save that for another day. Go enjoy your evening with your family and enjoy the Day of Atonement. And I guess I'll be on the chat for just a little bit longer if anyone has a question. If you have questions, you want to talk specifically to Dr. Laura, go to prescribinglife.com. If you want to find out more about end times, go to melissaredpill.com. Love you guys. And we'll talk to you later.